What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the baseball card strategy show. Expecting to see Lefty McKee here with me in the live stream momentarily. I've texted him. Lefty, you better get in here, buddy. All right, but while we're waiting for Lefty, I want to talk about Bob's Card Market. So bobscardmarket.com, you can join the Discord. Once you join the Discord, you're going to see a lot of great stuff in here. They're always running for sale, for trade, baseball card thread on and popping in the middle of May here. A lot of great stuff. And then, of course, if you want to take a look at basketball, football, hockey, other sports, gaming cards, TCG, we've got fire sales going on at Bob's Card Market. There's bargain bins, progressives, razzes, breaks, live auctions, big investment chat. Of course, that's what we're all about here at the nooffseason.com sports card content network, sports card strategy show feed, baseball card strategy show. Lefty McKee coming into the stream here in a second. And a lot of games, a lot of cool things. Guess that card, bobscardmarket.com. Definitely check that out. Amazing Discord. And then, of course, we want to talk about Graybo's. Graybo's Cards. Graybo's Sports Cards is a hobby shop located in Richmond, Virginia. Opened in February 2023. Owned by Duke Dodson, Ryan Fitz, Gray Burnett. The three owners of Graybo's collected cards as kids, fell out of the hobby for a few years, got back into the hobby in 2021, put their heads together, decided to create the ultimate experience for sports cards collectors and investors in the Arts District of Richmond. Graybo's sells wax, raw singles, and graded singles. You can check out Graybo's at graybo's.co or on IG, graybo's_cards. Duke Dodson's going to be a guest on the big show, the Sports Card Strategy Show on Monday, along with most likely Chad Gill and Kendall the Lefty McKee. Good morning, everybody, in the comments. We're talking Bowman 2023 today, with or without Lefty McKee. It's going to be a heck of a lot better show if Lefty McKee does, in fact, join. He is, of course, scheduled to join. Hopefully, he's okay this morning. I'm going to text him again, and hopefully, we'll get him on here quickly. We might need to call him live. Why not, right? We could call him live. He wouldn't mind that. Oh, my shoes in the house. Good morning. Rocky Empire Sports Cards. Good morning. Evan Bell. What's up? Brian Steeler 714. I know you are pumped about Bowman always. Would love to hear from you in the comments on what you're buying. I will share while we're waiting for Lefty. I'm going to go ahead and share my eBay account here because you've probably heard the Lefty on the Sports Card Strategy Show talking about Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones, I believe is in 23 Bowman. I think he I don't think he was in Bowman draft. I think he was in 23 Bowman. So you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But listening to the Lefty, I went ahead and started bidding on some Spencer Jones auctions last night. So I got this Spencer Jones all in $11.52. This is just a base Bowman Chrome first. Now, simple simpleton here, base Bowman Chrome first, not the best purchase, but, and you can't really tell this from the eBay listings, but because you can't just pop out to a card show at 8 p.m. while you're hanging out watching TV with your family, but you can go on eBay. Basically, what I was able to do here is just kind of zoom in on the photos, be really, really selective, because there's a lot of Spencer Jones, just raw, base, Bowman Chrome firsts listed right now. And yeah, like pick the ones that look centered up and down, left, right. chances are they're all going to be really good condition. So you want to just pick the ones that are that appear to be the best centered on the screenshots. So you're not going to be able to get really what you would get from a grading standpoint, eyeball grading standpoint, if you were holding the card at a show or at an LCS. But I started doing that last night. So my Bowman 2023 baseball strategy so far is to follow the Lefty's advice. Look at Spencer Jones. He did catch my eye. when I was watching the draft last summer with my son Max. We were watching the draft at my parents' house, and Spencer Jones, late first round pick, outfielder, 6 foot six out of Vanderbilt. So we're in Tennessee. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I was kind of pumped to see the Vanderbilt Yankees connection. The Yankees is my son's favorite team. So initially caught my eye and thought, wow, left-handed hitting Aaron Judge. Maybe not. I don't know. As much about baseball as the lefty, but I will say that he fits the profile. Spencer Jones seems to fit the profile. I went ahead and bought last night, bid in some auctions, but paid about an average of $12 for a couple Spencer Jones singles. And then in terms of my watch list, like I'll just share it with you, like bids, what I'm bidding on, like I'm currently winning. I honestly, I don't care if you go in and Chad Gill snipe me. Chad's in the comments. What's up, Chad? You can Chad Gill snipe me if you want. But I mean, like Lefty talked about buying lots. So like here's a lot of four ends in about 18, I don't know, ends in about 36 hours. A lot of four of them, Bowman Chrome first, that is. And then a couple atomic refractors. So atomic refractors aren't really anything special either, although they're, you know, obviously one step up from just the base. So my thought is like acquire these. I'll put out an article at nooffseason.com later. We're kind of revamping nooffseason.com a little bit for the premium members to focus more on current opportunities and less around trying to spread everything across all the player profiles and really just narrowing our focus. I think the theme moving forward for the shows and the website is going to be putting out content, helping you narrow your focus. And so that's not to say we're not going to cover all kinds of opportunities. We still are, but I think narrowing our focus, helping you narrow your focus. The first step to that is going to be putting less attention on updating every single player profile at nooffseason.com and narrowing our focus around like what opportunities are there to flip cards to make money based on grading, based on players, based on everything, really, everything that we see. So thanks to Chad, thanks to Michael Miller, thanks to Kendall, thanks to Evan Bell, and Ryan Painter, if you're listening, putting out great content for the website. Gonna holler at all of you guys to align coming up. And if any of you audience members want, you know, are yearning to contribute content, I know Barusky and I are talking a little bit about it. If any of you audience members are yearning to contribute content to the website, I have come up with a process for how we can do that, how we can build content together to just become stronger as a community, help each other make money flipping sports cards. Before we call Kendall here, I want to give a shout out to Oh My Shoes. He sent me a great reel. It's called a short on YouTube. It's a reel on Instagram, obviously, but he sent me a great YouTube short. Very funny. Check him out. Oh My Shoes. I'm going to drop actually his, where you can find this short. So, what's the duders? Oh My Shoes 8407. Check him out on eBay. Check him out on YouTube. Oh My Shoes 8407 on YouTube. Got a funny short. Check it out. Support the duder. Really appreciate everyone's contributions. Rocky Empire Sports Cards, you've been bringing it strong lately. We love seeing you in the comments. You're trying to be the new Barusky. You're trying to be the new Chad. You're trying to be the new Oh My Shoes. But you are the one and only Rocky Empire Sports Cards. We love it. Yankees have always had an incredible hype machine under Brian Cashman. Yeah, that's the thing, man. I think that's the thing that gets me excited. It's not that I'm like a Yankees guy by any means, but the hype machine. I mean, Volpe, like Jason Dominguez. I mean, the list probably goes on and on with the Yankees hype machine. And I think Spencer Jones is that next guy. So basically, it may seem like going against the strategy that we always talk about, like don't necessarily buy in on the new release. But I do think that paying $10, paying $12 for a single that looks like it could grade a PSA 10, knowing that grading bulk is going to be, I think it's $16. So you save a few dollars if it's a 2022 or 2023 release. So strategically buying like singles of 2022 and 2023 releases, submitting them all in a bulk submission to PSA at the $16 level, if you're a member, then I think there's going to be room for profit if you get tens. And I don't think you're going to be out too many dollars if you get nines. Loading up on lots of that and then listing to sell as the hype machine continues for Spencer Jones. I think that's what's up. So we'll see. Leslie Alegria, good to see you in the live YouTube chat. I know you were chiming in on the Facebook group. That's great too. Yeah, Shoes needs like everything. He needs an Instagram. He needs to keep putting out the YouTube shorts because that was funny. You know, it's not the kind of content that I put out. I'm not funny, so, and I'm not like quick-witted. But like Shoes, you just got to go check out his short. So anyway, Leslie, good to see you in the house. If you want to join the Facebook group, everybody go to sportscardstrategy.com and click on the quick link to join the Facebook group. I'd love to see you over there, but thanks for being here with us on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Well, I could talk about Bowman 2023 and I could do a pretty damn good job, but you know, the lefty, this was his idea. Like, this was his idea. So I just hope he's okay. Let's call him here. Come on, lefty. This is not making for great podcasting audio. For those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, I apologize. Lefty's got to pick up. Oh, no. I hope Lefty's okay. 817. All right. Lefty's not picking up. I hope he's okay, everybody. I wanted to start the show without him because I knew all of you were counting on seeing us. So I at least wanted to start the show. I'm going to go for as long as I can. Maybe I'll take some audience questions. Start dropping questions in the comments if you're on the live stream here on YouTube. We're just going to wing it here. So let's go through the Bowman 2023 recent sales on eBay. So I admittedly am not going to know too much about these particular prospects. Lefty just texted me. It says, oh, shoot, is today the baseball show? I have it for next Wednesday. I'm in a work meeting. All right. Get in here, guys. Yes, Lefty, the show is right now. That's hence calendar invites. Yes, the show is now. I'm live. This is apologies, everyone. We're gonna do the best we possibly can. Okay. Here's some recent sales. Of Bowman 2023. Okay. Samil De La Rosa Orange Shimmer Auto out of 25 from Bowman 2023. Best offer accepted under $225.99. These are the kinds of things I would probably avoid, to be honest with you. Like, I think we're gonna need to really just hone in on the top guys. Lefty does not like Drew Jones. He's talked a lot about that. But I mean, I would honestly rather see you spend, like, instead of buying multiples of these kinds of cards, I would rather see you put them all together and buy a Drew Jones, only because that's going to be a name that people are going to want. That's going to be a name that people are going to see as valuable, whether or not he actually performs. He's going to be kind of like the Jason Dominguez of this release. So like the hype machine is so strong on him that actually I don't think you can go wrong. Like, I think I'm going to go against Lefty on this one, especially because he shat his pants and missed the show today. I'm going to go against Lefty and actually say, I like Drew Jones. I would rather see you put your money into one big Drew Jones card than buying all of these like sort of no name prospects. You obviously want to, like, for those of you who aren't familiar with baseball card strategy, You're going to want to avoid anything that doesn't have a First Bowman logo on this, regardless of if you've heard of guys like Tamar Johnson, Elijah Green, even if they're autographs. Like guys like that will have autos in this set. I think you're going to want to avoid any of those things. We've got Chad's guy, Edouard Julien, in here. So Edouard Julien is a guy that Lefty and Chad have both talked about from this set. Matt Mervis is going to be a big name in this set right here. So we've got a Matt Mervis sale, $9.99. Best offer, just binned. Just buy it now, binned. 2023 Bowman Matt Mervis Gold Shimmer Auto out of 50. Great looking card. Just got called up though. Like, this is the kind of thing that I don't hate it, but you've almost missed the window now. And like, I wonder if this guy who bought it is a collector. Like, is he a Cubs fan? Is he a collector? Is he going to hold this card? Or is he actually looking to make money on it? Because like, Mervis is now going to have to hit. He's going to have to rake. He's going to have to all the adjectives from behind the plate, from at the plate rather, to have this person make money on this card, or it's going to have to gem at PSA for this guy to make money on this card. But on the other hand, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I'd love to get your thoughts on, was it listed too low? Like, it just binned. So was it listed too low? Should this guy have auctioned it? Chad, you'd be a good guy to chime in on this. I know you've done a lot of this. So Matt Mervis is an interesting one. Cam Collier is another name. Cam Collier is dropped in the chat by Chad Gill. I'm going to look up Cam Collier here in a second. I'm flying solo. Thanks, guys, for bearing with me. Yes, the L of the week is that Lefty just absolutely ditched us. He scheduled the show for today with me. He was all pumped to talk about 2023 Bowman, and then he just decided to go do something else. So it's fine. We're all busy in life, but Lefty screwed us today. We're going to have to give him a bunch of shit about this, everybody. Tweet at Lefty McKee and DM him on Instagram at Lefty McKee and just let him know how disappointed you are. LOL. Kidding. That he missed today's show. We'll make it up to the audience, obviously. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there with me. It is your time to shine, audience. So let's look at Cam Collier. And Chad, by the way, anybody in the comments, let me know what you guys think about what I just said, because, like, when you see these things initially come out, there's a lot of hype around a new release. Do you believe this Matt Mervis listing is... Did somebody overpay for this? Like, is Matt Mervis now going to have to really perform and shine for this guy to make money on Matt Mervis? Since the call-up, I believe, has already happened, so he's missed the call-up hype. So now the danger zone of prospecting is that this guy has to really Ronald Acuna. He has to really maybe even just O'Neal Cruz at least. He just can't Spencer Torkelson. He can't Jared Kelenic. He's got to really actually perform. He has to at least Adley Rutschman and not Gunnar Henderson. I think you guys get my analogy. So is this Matt Mervis sale too high? Or on the other hand, is it too low? Is it too low in that it's binned? It's just buy it now. Best offer accept. Like, not even best offer accepted. Just the dude just went out and bought it for $999.99. Plus sales tax and shipping. So would love to know your thoughts in the comments on this. All right, let's get into Cam Collier. Thanks for the love, Evan Bell. Evan Bell says I'm doing well solo. Just absolutely was totally relying on Lefty to carry the show. This literally is Lefty's show. Like, the other shows are not just Lefty's shows. Like, I prepare for the other shows. Like, Chad prepares for the other shows. Like, we've got other guests. We're all like prepped up and shit for the other shows. But like, this one, this is Lefty's show and he's not even here. And I'm just trying to do the best I possibly can to give you guys any kind of value. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. So I guess Chad's chiming in and saying, yeah, that's what I thought, Chad. Chad says, regarding the Mervis card out of 50 auto that I just talked about, this guy better want it for PC because he's going to lose his butt even if Mervis balls out. I agree. Like, I would have taken that 1,000. I would have put it into a Drew Jones. I don't care what Lefty says. I'm not saying buy Drew Jones, but I'm saying if you are going to spend a bunch of money on a bunch of random ass baseball cards, as a sports card investor who wants you to make money, I would rather see you take all of that money. Like, just stop yourself and just be like, could I buy a Drew Jones with this? Because if you could, I don't care how Drew Jones plays. I don't care what Lefty says about Drew Jones this, Drew Jones that. Drew Jones cards are going to go up in value because he's Drew Jones and because there already is that built-in hype machine. He's the closest thing in baseball to a Victor Wembanyama or a Connor Bedard, if you understand the basketball or the hockey analogies. He's the closest thing. So that's what you go get. When a company like Fanatics and Topps holds over a player out of one release that's already going to do well, and literally saves them for the next release and make sure that he actually has autos in there, by the way, not redemptions, not shitty redemptions, everybody. Nobody wants redemptions. Drew Jones has actual autos. That's another factor here. So if you're going out spending all your money on baseball cards right now, especially out of this 2023 set, I know if Lefty were here, he'd be saying, no, 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 my friend. But I'm saying, consider it. Consider the Drew Jones strategy. All right. We'll get into Cam Collier here in a second because he was a first round pick. I do remember Cam Collier's name being called in the first round of the 2022 MLB draft. Rocky Empire says that does feel high. I never know how to try to comp out a new player in a new release so soon. Yeah, that's the dilemma, Rocky. That is totally the dilemma, Rocky Empire. It feels like a lot of guesswork. So 1K on speculation is shady. Yeah, like, you're just not going to make money on that. You're just not going to make money. If the call-up hadn't happened and he was a different guy, I mean, Mervis has hype. Everybody knows Mervis. Like, everyone's excited about Mervis. So let's, if the call-up hadn't happened and maybe it was scheduled for like early 2024 or late 2023, I would be okay with it as of risk, but I think it's actually like a blown purchase at this point. So I'm with Chad on, he better want it for his PC. All right, Chad's chiming in on Drew Jones. I like Drew Jones. However, I'm in Lefty's camp only because his cards are so expensive. There's already a lot baked in. He needs to pull a Julio, AKA J-Rod, or his cards are going to lose big. Okay, fair enough. I mean, sip of coffee. Normally I sip my coffee and mute my mic when my co-host is here. But since my co-host is not here today, you're hearing me cough into the mic and take pauses to sip my coffee. So sorry about that, everybody, but that's how we're rolling. Yeah, the Drew Jones debate could be a big one on this show and in this community for a long time to come. All right. Cam Collier. I don't follow the prospecting like Lefty does. I don't follow it like the guys at Just Baseball do. I probably don't follow it as much as guys who write for nooffseason.com like Michael Miller do. Brian Steeler 714. I hope you don't just have your head in your hands right now because Lefty's not here. But let's talk about Cam Collier. I like this $40 one bid. Sold May 9th, which was yesterday. Cam Collier base auto, Bowman Chrome first. Chad, audience, what do you guys think about this? I mean, I like this. I kind of think when you're the only bid that you probably got a deal because there's no one bidding it up, you know? And, you know, the seller knew that Cam Collier was legit and put a minimum bid of probably $40, right? $40 minimum bid, not a bad strategy. So the seller didn't get totally screwed over by the one bid because the seller kind of did a smart thing and said, look, you know, I want to get at least $40 for this Cam Collier or have the ability to relist it. But the buyer, I think when I see this, I think the buyer got a heck of a deal. I think Cam Collier is a guy that, like, again, I'm not going to get into the WRC plus and the who's he, what's it, this and that statistics. I just, when it comes to baseball, I'm way more macro. You know, I'm way more macro than lefty. Lefty and the guys at Just Baseball, they're definitely like the baseball geeks. And if you're into that, I highly recommend you go check out their content. Check out a break at Just Breaks. Like, you know, follow, even though Lefty like totally shafted all of us today, and he's definitely on the shit list. L of the week, big time. Even though he shafted us, go check out Just Breaks at @just_breaks on Twitter. And like, get in a break and you'll actually learn a lot about these cards and these players. Chad says he's bought 2 Cam Collier Bowman Chrome first autos for $40 each. Chad bringing it strong. This is like actually how Chad and I, literally Chad will remember this. Some of you may remember. This is exactly how Chad and I sort of hooked up, and he became part of the show and part of the content at No Off Season, because there was a football card strategy show, I believe. I believe it was football card strategy show. And Andy Kaysen was late. And we love Andy. Andy's not on the shit list. Lefty is. But we love Andy. Andy was late. And I was just, and I know more about football than I do about baseball. Like, my strengths go basketball, football, baseball, probably soccer, F1, other shit, right? Like, that's probably in order. I'm fairly equal across the board, but I could definitely, like, if Gary didn't show up to a basketball card show, or if Andy didn't show up to a football card show, I'd probably be 9 out of 10. With Lefty not being here, I'm like a 6. With all you guys helping me out in the audience, we're definitely stepping it up more to the 8 or the 9. So I appreciate that. You guys are clutch. But this is how Chad and I started creating content with each other. Basically, it was like, Andy was late. Chad starts like in the comments, and I'm like, Chad Gill's in the comments. He's my co-host. All right. So yeah, shoes. Andy is the man. Like, Andy is pro. Andy's like pro. He's like listening to like Mike Mayock on NFL Network. Like, he's like, that's Andy is the Mike Mayock of football cards. He's legit. Anyway, you got to check him out. Rocky Empire Sports Cards says he thinks that he's talking about Cam Collier. So Rocky Empire, thanks, man. He thinks Cam's an awesome buy. Disclaimer being, I watch this show because I don't know what I'm doing, but that card feels like an easy W when Cam starts accumulating some games. Rocky, I think you're getting it, brother. I think you're getting it. I know you're saying you don't know what you're doing, and I think to a certain extent, a lot of us feel that way. I think that I've gained a lot of confidence over the last 3 years, just getting the reps in. It's like anything else. I've got my son playing in 2 baseball leagues right now. Literally, sometimes he has 4 games in a day on a Saturday, and my wife and daughter hate us, but it's all about the reps. Like, you got to get the reps in, and you got to buy cards within a budget and see what happens, to feel the repetition, to then get good at making money selling cards. I believe you would have Chad and anyone else who's done this for a while tell you the same thing, that you make mistakes. Chad bought Leaf autos the other day. He bought Leaf autos the other day. But he's going to make it work. So even when you're as pro as Chad, you still make some mistakes and you buy Leaf autos. But I think you're right, Rocky Empire. I think like it's reps and it's pattern recognition. And the pattern recognition here with Cam Collier is that you've got a first round pick. You've got a hitter. You've got a guy who plays a position that traditionally does well for baseball card investing. And you've got reasonable pricing. And he's in a release that doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily like it. Okay, Bowman is definitely like the hot release, but it's not draft. Like, I think draft comes out and everyone in draft is kind of a chase. In Bowman, you've got Drew Jones. You've got Matt Mervis. You've got Cam Collier. You've got Spencer Jones. So you've got some chases. But I think, I guess what I'm trying to say is with draft already out, people still buying draft, which they should, with 2023 Bowman out now, does Cam Collier get a little bit lost in the shuffle now that like Jackson Holliday, Tamar Johnson, like all those guys were in draft? Now the rest of the first round picks start coming out in Bowman. And does Cam Collier get lost a little bit and his pricing is a little bit cheaper? I think so. I think so. So Leslie wants to hear, I guess, Lefty's thoughts on Randy or Rosarena, or my thoughts. We're going to do, yeah, yeah. So Leslie was literally tuned in to hear Lefty talk about Randy. Oh my God, Lefty! This is perfect timing. Leslie, he is here for you. I don't know what Lefty did. I don't know what he did, but he, like, I don't know who he's now ditching, but we are more important. We won the war against what he was doing. So we've been absolutely saying that you were the L of the week up until now.
Hey, yeah, my bad. I double scheduled meeting, had this totally booked for next week, but I was looking at my calendar. I was like, okay, can we wrap this meeting up in 15 minutes? And I was like pushing things. So I was like, yeah, we can push that to the next week. And then I was like, you know what? I'm out of here. Peace. No, I'm just kidding.
You're the man, dude. We love you.
Not exactly how it went, but when I got to the end of the call, I was like, okay, I gotta go. I gotta talk to you later. Blah, blah, blah. And so I'm ready to rock.
All right, let's go strong here. We'll go for as long as Lefty can go. And here's the deal. We'll catch you up to speed. Basically, the highlights of the show so far have been, I have fumbled over Matt Mervis,
okay,
Cam Collier.
All right.
I've bought a few Spencer Joneses.
Okay.
I came out strong, totally against you on Drew Jones.
Okay.
And Chad called you the L of the week, although he was kidding.
No, that's fair. It's fair.
And we've got Leslie. Okay, let's start with this because Shoes' wife, Shoes' better half, I guess, as they would say, Leslie Alegria is in the house. She wants to hear your thoughts on Randy or Rosarena because you forgot to add him to the list last time.
I did.
Why don't we start there?
Yeah, Rosarena is a guy that is has come from an incredible place. You know, like, it's not often you see a guy that's 28 years old who makes the major leagues and kind of blows up late in the prospect scene. I mean, he's a guy that there's two guys that the St. Louis Cardinals decided to move on from in their development, and Adolis Garcia and Randy Rosarena. And they moved both of those guys, either they non-tendered them or they traded them and basically they didn't want them because they had Tyler O'Neill. They had guys like Burleson. They had guys like, they just had a stacked outfield. And so they decided to move on from Randy Rosarena and Adolis Garcia. Both of them developed super late. Adolis is now a key piece in the Texas Rangers organization. And then Randy Rosarena has become a Randy Rosarena. You know, the Rays just made a new section in the ballpark called Randy Land. And anytime that he hits a home run, there's free beer that's given out in Randy Land. And so it's just like, he's become like this iconic player. And especially during the World Baseball Classic when he just exploded. So Randy Rosarena broke on the scenes in a playoff system for the Rays and then just destroyed in his first playoff appearance. So he immediately hit the scene and immediately was like one of their best players, one of the most impact players. So immediately, like, there's not really some sort of hype that we could have played off of. Like, it would have been the deepest diamond in the rough to find Randy Rosarena cards before Randy became Randy. So here's what I'm trying to say now. My specialty in investing in baseball players is taking prospects or taking guys deeper in the farm system and then seeing their potential, looking at their stats, and then playing them out long-term. So Randy Rosarena does not typically fit my profile with which I've invested in players because he comes on late in the scene. Like, I'm not investing in a 28 or 29-year-old minor leaguer. That's typically just not what I'm going to do. But now we've got El Jefe, who is, king of the World Baseball Classic, best Cuban slash Mexican on the Mexican national team, which is a funny story in itself, where he should be playing for Cuba and he's playing for Mexico. Actually, it's not a funny story. It's actually a sad story. But Randy is deserving of funds with which, if you like Randy, here's why he's not higher on the list. He fits into a profile where there's probably not a lot of top end for his cards currently. He's coming off a World Baseball Classic where he destroyed baseballs, so his numbers were already high. He also has had a 2020 inflation investments. So, like, when we look at who invested in people or what cards were being invested in 2020, we have to really, really like those prospects now because they were at the top of the bell curve in terms of the investment profile. So when we saw the correction in 2021, late 2020, early 2021 and 22, when all of prices have gone down just in the market in general, Randy's card prices are also falling down in terms of those investors that bought at the top end. Now, Paul, you and I know what that was like, buying cards in 2020, and then, like, no matter how good the player was, just seeing the market go down, you saw prices go down.
Yeah.
So you've got Randy Arozarena buyers that are still in but have a ton of invested capital in their initial investment. That's not necessarily good for an investing profile when I look at players. So that's why he's further down the list. I did forget him on the list, yes, but I will say he wasn't a guy that's immediately in my mind because of all these factors. He's already in the major leagues. He's not quite a Hall of Fame status yet. He's not, you know, he's got a super inflated value from 2020. There's a couple of other players that are doing that same thing. There's a couple of other players that fit that same profile.
To me, it's like a PC lefty. When you and I first started creating content together, you helped me kind of clarify. There's two baseball card worlds. The baseball card world that Randy Arozarena is in right now is your PC. Not to say that those cards don't have value, but they're going to have value to the collector and the baseball geek, the major league baseball geek, more than the sports card flipper. And the sports card flipper is the other world, which is like, it does mix in some PC and it does mix in some baseball geeks as well. But the goal of the other world to make money is to Bowman Chrome first prospect. And inherently Arozarena is not in that world because of all the reasons you mentioned. So Leslie loves him clearly. And that's awesome. Like, I think that in sports cards, there's a lane where you go, you can be in multiple lanes, but one of your lanes can be like, love Randy Arozarena. Don't overpay for his cards, but just look for like cool ones, like unique ones. Inserts, parallels, serial numbers, whatever is like, autos maybe, like, go get those, like, Leslie, have fun with those. And if you could still maybe make money, like, it sounds like maybe you could buy a Randy Arozarena card in Seattle or Minnesota and then sell it in Tampa potentially. Like, there's things that you could do. I like to go on Twitter and see like who's PCing Randy Arozarena and then like DM that person and say, I've got, you know, those kinds of things can happen. But really, Ohtani was the only guy that made money in that other world in 2021, to Lefty's point, where like in 2021, like, and he didn't make that much money either because his prices were already pretty high. So,
I mean, we can look at players like, you know, we can look at players all day that are good to have, but we're talking about a 6 to 12 month investment. Arozarena is already at his peak right now. The Rays are incredible and they might win the World Series, but the guy who's going to see the most residual impact, I believe, is Wander Franco, and that's going to be the guy on that team that you want. So
yeah, so there's a couple things I want to talk about with the rest of the show, and one of them is obviously the topic of today's show, Bowman 2023 release overview and overall strategy. I want to get to Brian Steeler 714's question that's in the comments. So we'll come back around to that, because that's kind of always what he's talking about in his question, which we'll get to, is kind of our theme in sports card investing. But Lefty, why don't you walk us through like Omen 2023? Like what are you seeing here so far?
So it's Bowman 2023 classic. Let me just back it up and talk about it from our MAGA or whoa, not macro. A MAGA, macro narrative. So what?
Something different. Okay.
Macro. Okay. So that's not what. All right. So trying to collect my thoughts here.
Okay, Jim Rome pause. Nothing wrong with the Jim Rome pause. Everyone's
on. Okay, baseball in Bowman Baseball 23 is the retail product of the Bowman cycle. So, it's been a long time since we talked about this, so I might as well just brief us on very briefly. We have Bowman Draft, which is the Bowman Baseball product. It's like the mecca of what investors want is Bowman Draft. Then Bowman Baseball comes out. It's the retail product, a lot of paper, typically not a lot of investable players, but there is usually like five or six guys that are very good. Then we have Bowman Chrome that comes out. Well, then you have the mega boxes, which is basically a more chrome version of Bowman 23 with a little bit of variation stuff. Then you have Bowman Chrome that comes out later in the year. That's typically international free agent like juiced. And then there's sapphires within there. But basically the big three are Bowman Draft, Bowman Baseball, Bowman Chrome. And people get released in each one of those depending on where your first is. Typically the way it looks is older guys that are peaking later come out in baseball 23. And for some reason, typically the second overall draft pick gets led into that that set. They drive it by keeping one guy out of Bowman 23 or Bowman Draft, and they put him in Bowman Baseball. The Drew Jones effect this time around. And then you got international free agents in Bowman Chrome, and then you've got all the draftees, which everybody's hunting, that's a hobby exclusive in Bowman Draft. So Bowman 23 is going to have a lot of paper, usually a lot of guys that are going to be on the lower end of our investment portfolios. For instance, in Bowman 21, we've had 2 years to play this one out. Maximo Acosta was in there. We had Blaze Jordan that was in there. And then we had Martin from the Blue Jays that was in there. All three of those players have fallen extremely down the investment portfolio. And those were the lead chases in 21 Bowman. 22 Bowman, we saw Khalil Watson be the main guy people were hunting. And I said, guys, please stay away from Khalil Watson because he's just having the most horrific attitude and he's just not doing well, blah, blah, blah. And then we saw his prices just skyrocket and then all of a sudden just tank, you know, and because people realize what Khalil Watson is. That's what I'm saying about the Drew Jones effect this year. Don't get like Bowman persuaded into spending gazoodles of money on a guy who is probably not, if he was in the chase with everyone else, he wouldn't be above some of these other names. And so like Bowman is tricking us into paying for the most high profile prospect in the set. And I'm saying as sports cards investors and we have some of the savviest investors that are in our network here at Sports Card Strategy Show. Like, I've been blown away, Paul, by some of the people that we get to work with all the time.
True. I agree.
And what I wanted to say is, like, don't fall into this element of, like, Bowman tricking you into saying Drew Jones is going to be the next Hank Aaron, because he's not. Yeah. He's got a ton of holes in his swing. The video is not pretty. Like, there's questions about his back. He's in an Arizona Diamondbacks system that is loaded with prospects, so they're going to have a lot of time to develop him. So this isn't going to be a situation where he just flies through and he instantly comes into the Arizona Diamondbacks system with Alec Thomas and Corbin Carroll out there in the outfield. They're very, very set. They're super set. They don't need to move him fast. So there is going to be an opportunity for you to buy Drew Jones, and it is not in this window. Like, if you're buying Drew Jones in this window, you better have a very, very good process of how you're going to flip him, because he's not as solid of a prospect as some of the other guys, but he has the name pedigree that we'd like to talk about. So that is one thing that obviously he's there. He's Andrew Jones' son.
Yeah.
And he even is named Drew Jones. Like, come on. But
spelled the same way.
But just don't fall into this. Like, I think it takes a savvy investor to emotionally detach yourself from, it's Drew Jones, everyone's going to want him.
Yes.
True. It's to some degree, yes. If you are buying a case and you pull an Andrew Jones auto, you know, hell yeah.
Lonnie Conley, by the way, we showed his pull on Monday, and he did confirm that it was from a retail blaster, and it was in his car, and he said it was off center, and he sold it raw for $1,000. So he was really pumped about that.
Yeah. And so, like, and I'm pumped about that. I'm pumped that he got $1,000 for a card that is not going to be worth $1,000 in 6 months.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about this real quick, because I don't disagree with anything that you just said. So let me make that very clear. That is amazing analysis. Everyone should listen to Lefty on all of what he just said. And then we'll get back to Bowman 2023. What I want to say about Drew Jones has to do more with an overall sports card investing strategy that I will start to consistently talk more and more about on all of our shows, and it'll be very blatantly talked about on the website as well. And that is, I think now in the world, May 2023, it has finally dawned on me, narrow your focus. Narrow your focus. I hit on this a little bit a few months ago. Lefty will remember. We started the series, not this show, but we started the entire series of the show, Lefty and I, talking about sports card investment portfolio breakdown, your breakdown of your GOATs, your flyers, your heroes, stars, and what percentage do you put into each category. And when I break even or lose a little bit of money, it's because I spread myself too thin. And so my concern with baseball card prospecting is that it's really, really easy to spread yourself too thin. And none of these guys, like, if you try to buy all of these guys, there's a 100% chance that not 100% of them are going to pan out and get the major league call up.
Yeah.
Like, get them. So what you have to do is you have to narrow your focus. And so I think that if you do follow that strategy of narrowing your focus, you increase your chances of making money. It doesn't mean that you can't try different things. It means, like, but like, for example, if you want to try a bunch of different things, have one focus per month each month. Just focus on one thing per month each month, and then evaluate over time how you did in each of those things each month. And then you'll have a sample size of what worked and what didn't work. And then you can repeat what works. So as it relates to narrowing your focus on Bowman 2023, my advice is very macro advice. It's don't go out and buy a bunch of different Cam Colliers, a bunch of different Matt Mervises, a bunch of different Spencer Joneses, a bunch of different other tier prospects that Lefty will list, because he's more astute at, like, finding the super duper sleepers. So we'll get to that in a second. I would actually say, because what'll happen is if you do all of that, before you know it, you will have easily spent $1,000 to $2,000 on all of those guys easily. So then my devil's advocate would be, why wouldn't you have just spent $1,000 to $2,000 on some big Drew Jones cards, knowing that regardless of how well he ends up playing, he has the hype to see the value increase over time. He at least has the hype to see his value stay the same. So I agree, don't buy him now. I agree that he might not live up to the hype, and that there's a good chance that he won't live up to the hype. But I would say, devil's advocate, just on the overall sports card investing strategy, would be don't spread yourself too thin on all these prospects. Stay narrow, stay focused, and evaluate, like, just pretend, like, if I would have won all these auctions on all these players that I would have bought, like, what is the total amount I would have spent? And could I have gone out and bought this other big card from this one big name guy? As we all know, Chad, Lefty, they'll be the first to tell you, it's also easier to liquidate when you have one to two big cards than it is easier to liquidate. Like, it's hard to liquidate all of those cards. Even if a guy like Griffin Conine blows up, you're still not going to have the market that you would have for the O'Neal Cruz or the Ellie De La Cruz or the bigger name prospect. All right. That's my thought for the day in terms of the baseball card strategy investing. Definitely feel free to comment on that, Lefty, but also I think, you know, maybe lead us into some of the super sleeper. Like, so we've talked about Cam Collier, Matt Mervis, Spencer Jones, now Drew Jones. Is there a guy, we know you like Spencer Jones, comment on that. Like, who else do you like other than Spencer Jones in this release?
Well, we've talked about this a little bit because of the play I've been trying to make with Spencer Jones about how his autos are redemptions right now. But his autos,
explain that play one more time for us.
So all of his autos right now in Bowman, which is crazy actually that they even put him in this set with no autos at all. Everything he has is a redemption auto. So the redemptions itself are going for like $700-$800 sometime. I mean, they're going for crazy money. I even saw the Super Fractor redemption pulled the other day. Like, that guy is got a golden ticket right now because people are hunting Spencer like crazy. Spencer has the profile of a body like Aaron Judge and a swing like Shohei Ohtani. And he went to Vanderbilt. So it's like, and Vanderbilt's an incredible baseball school. So this guy should not have fallen in the draft like he did. I don't know how so many teams overlooked him. I don't know how we overlooked him at justbaseball.com, but we quickly found out we were overlooking the wrong guy. Quickly bounced him up our rankings, all this kind of stuff. So the play that I'm making is I can't afford to do what he's worth right now. So for instance, he is a profiling right now currently what James Wood would be. Remember a couple 6 months ago when everybody was looking for James Wood cards?
Mm-hmm.
You can get a refractor auto for James Wood right now around $300. So ideally, Spencer Jones and James Wood should be in the same like area of investment profile. So his refractor is going for $303 last time I looked. Now, this was a couple weeks ago, but the data still is relevant. James Wood, $303. Same refractor auto, but a redemption, which is more complicated. It's going for almost $500-$600. So you could get two James Woods or one redemption of a potential
maybe
auto.
Maybe a Spencer Jones.
And you're going to have to wait forever on it. You know, like, so not buying the redemption autos.
Bad formula.
So what I'm doing is I took a bunch of Chromes, Spencer Jones, just a bunch of them.
Yep.
And I'm going to submit all these in a bulk submission. I got them around $7 a pop, which is pretty good.
That's really good because I've been getting them for about $10 to $11 a pop.
Yeah. So I bought enough bulk of them, and I bought enough people off of Facebook and stuff like that, that I'm around $7 to $8 a pop for these Spencer Jones cards. Going to submit them at the value, the 2023.
It's 16. Yeah.
16 exactly. Bucks.
Yeah.
So I'm fairly small in this, you know, in terms of what a PSA 10, I believe is going to be worth. I'm going to assume it's going to be around $40-$50 at the least. So, I'm just hoping a couple of these gem out. So that's the play I'm making for Spencer Jones. I did buy some Atomics and some Lunar Chromes, which is a new insert or a new variation in this year's 2023 Bowman set. And then another random play that I made is I started buying some Matt Mervises because at Just Baseball, we've been high on Matt for 2 years and they haven't had Bowman cards for him. So we always said, hey, as soon as his cards come out, we want to buy them. So I bought some variations of Matt Mervis as soon as they came out. And he got the call up this week. And I know you talked about him earlier, but obviously my $2 card now is worth about 15. And so I could make a pretty sick flip on it right now, but I'm going to send that in this bulk submission as well, just to see what happens. And I did buy some Drew Jones chromes as well that I ended up getting I ended up spending like $4 a piece on Drew Jones chromes and probably my favorite card in terms of Drew Jones is I bought one of these. I bought a Bowman spotlight of him that is like a insert that's kind of or a more desirable piece in this set. So when I was buying off a guy, he was like, well, is there any other players that you're interested in? And I was like, well, if you're going to give me a smashing deal, I'll be interested in anybody. And he was like, I'll give you all these cards for like basically $2-3 a card. And it was a bunch of Drew Jones, Spencer Jones and Matt Mervis and Josue De Paula and Justin Crawford. And so I was like, I'll take them all, you know?
Yeah. Justin Crawford's another name. So his first is in this, he was not in draft, correct? All right.
Yeah.
So Justin Crawford, Cam Collier, first round pick, Spencer Jones, Drew Jones, Matt Mervis, obviously an older player, but okay. So that is a great overall strategy. One thing I want to say to the audience is that there's not going to be any. So this bulk submission is a strategy that Lefty Chad and I have been talking about a lot. And Chad likes to kind of break down, and I know Lefty does too, but Chad's happens to have talked about it more on the show and on the website. Chad likes to break down like sort of gem rate possibilities buy and submit bulk. Know that you're going to get some 10s, some 9s, some 8s. But within that, you're going to make money because of the gem rate. Well, with a guy like Spencer Jones and Drew Jones on these base chrome first, there's no data for that. There probably hasn't been a PSA 10 graded yet as of now. So like the pop count is going to be low enough to where there's no sample size of data on what the sale price is, let alone the gem rate. So what I would estimate is I would go off of like an Ellie De La Cruz or like a prospect like that, where like, what did his base Bowman Chrome PSA 10 sell for around a similar time period that would be when you would get the card back and list it for sale. And if memory serves me, like with Ellie, this would like if we're using Ellie's sales data, it would be like between $70 and $100 for a PSA 10 of a Spencer Jones. Is that your thought process of like what you would sell the Spencer Jones for? Okay.
Yeah. I'm expecting it to be in the high end around that. In the low end, I'm kind of selling myself short by saying $40-$50, but I'm planning on the short end and I'm hoping for the high end.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I see it as the Jackson Churio effect. You know, Churio came out without an auto, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, dude, this guy's incredible. And then Topps, for some reason, had no autographs in it. So the number one like thing that we could have pulled in a Jackson Churio or a Churio situation was his Chrome firsts.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just like, then you started seeing his Chrome firsts, PSA 10s. I mean, I bought one for $78. You know,
yeah,
so
I think
it's just
got a Jackson Churio almost for free at the Culture Collision based on like a bigger deal. And it was like a atomic refractor or something slightly better than a base. And it gemmed. And then I think I easily sold it for like $70-$80. So I was all in like $25. And
yeah,
that's a great. Okay. So you just did an amazing job bringing it full circle. So the strategy with, because there's a redemption auto, what Lefty's thinking is that by the time he gets his PSA, his hopeful PSA 10s back of Spencer Jones, but by the time he gets his PSA submission back of Spencer Jones, it's still going to be one of the top, his base card is still going to be one of the top rated Spencer Jones cards that you could buy because there are no autos yet. and hopefully prospect hype will pick up on him, thus inflating the value of what would normally be like a pretty insignificant base Bowman Chrome first card. So that's kind of,
yep,
that's brilliant right there. All right. So real quick,
for me, it was just a perfect storm to invest in a 2023 prospect.
Yep.
Cause otherwise I just would have said, stay away. Let's go hunt Bowman 22 and Bowman 23 draft.
So to that point, Brian Steeler 714 says, with all the hype on 2023 Bowman and high prices, I'm targeting players from the last 3 to 4 years of Bowman: Mason Auer, James Wood, Mason Wynn, Colt Keith, Evan Carter, or a few guys I like. What do you think, Lefty?
Yeah, those are some great names, bro. Like, I personally have invested quite a bit in Mason Auer because his prices are lower than they should be. James Wood, just talked about him. He is like a Spencer Jones type profile who could accelerate very fast in the Nationals farm system. One of the key guys in the Juan Soto trade. And then Mason Wynn literally throws the ball 100 miles an hour across the diamond. Like, he did something in the pro, in the futures game, that if it was in a major league game would have been a major league record. Like,
that's what? Incredible.
Yeah. So it's only a matter of time before he breaks a major league record, and the Cardinals are boo boo nar nar. And so, like, that's my way of saying they are complete crap right now. And so Mason Wynn's going to probably, come up and do great things. Not 100% sure on his bat yet for me. He would probably be the guy on this list of the five that I would be the least amount of invested in, but he's going to do athletic things that people are going to be like, oh frick, this dude's crazy. Colt Keith, super underrated. I like Colt Keith a lot. You know, his bat is there. But just like, golly, are the Tigers going to have anything? Are the Tigers going to have anything that they can actually take from square one to square two? You know, like, it's just like, man, what a Paul, sorry.
Abomination of an organization.
What a terrible franchise right now. Good grief. You know, like, I mean, we could have had like five players that were investable over the last 3 or 4 years with them, and they are all falling apart. You know, like, I mean, look at Torque. You know, actually, I think now actually would be a pretty good time to buy into Torque, but, you know, that's a different question. Riley Green, hurt all the time. We've got, you know, Dylan Dingler. They can't even promote him above AA, and there's nobody above him. There's literally nothing. Like, Dingler should be at least in AAA. There's like, nah, we'll just give him some more reps down there. You know, like, I don't know what the Tigers are doing. They are a poverty franchise. So, no offense, Paul.
No, none taken. I mean, so it's a struggle.
Yeah, and so I do like Colt Keith, but I'm worried about. So if I'm ranking them in this, so if you could put the comment back up there, I'm going to rank them, these five that he's investing in terms of what I think, just because I think it's fun. Evan Carter, probably going to be the best major leaguer out of all five of these. And I'm not just doing that because he's a homer, because I'm a homer. He is a five-tool player and worthy of the prices with which people are paying for him. He's going to probably come up later this year, and he's going to get into a Rangers team that is going to be competing for the playoffs. I think Evan Carter is a smash, smash prospect. Like, he is just going to do great. For instance, Arum, somebody who is incredibly against the Rangers, you know, like, he does not care about the Rangers, has primarily invested in Evan Carter this offseason. That should tell you something.
That should. That's what you want to look at right there.
Yeah. You know, like,
take Lefty's Rangers comments too seriously about investing. But
yeah. So let me just tell you, Evan Carter has gone above my eclipse of like prices that I can pay. But what I'll say is Evan Carter is worthy of an investment. I'm going to disagree with what Paul just said about you can't trust me.
Yeah, I was kidding.
In terms of the Rangers. But here's why. Here's why. I'm like self-deprecating on the Rangers. You know, like, I actually don't buy Rangers prospects because I'm just like, nah, they're not going to pan out, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like, sometimes, like, Arm had to check me on this in a podcast about 6 months ago. He's like, dude, Evan Carter's the real deal. And I'm like, yeah, but we don't develop players. And he's like, no, this guy is like, you need to take another look here. And so, like, typically I'm harder on Rangers prospects than I should be, which is probably fine because I don't buy into the Rangers prospects, which is also fine because I don't waste money on Rangers prospects. But anyway, so I would put Evan Carter number one. I would put James Wood number two, Mason Hour number three, Colt Keith number four, and Mason Wynn. Does that mean that is how good they're going to be? In some degree, yes. But I think a degree of risk and money spent, you could convince me that Mason Hour is going to be two and James Wood's going to be three, because James Wood is already a household name in terms of Bowman investors. So Mason Hour, I love him. Love James Wood, love Mason Wynn. And I think there will be some guys in this Bowman 23 set, if we do want to go that route for the rest of the show. There is a couple of tier two guys in this set that are worth investing in that nobody's really hunting. And I think that would be like some value that I could bring to the baseball card strategy show. Like, for instance, we said his name earlier, Justin Crawford. Justin Crawford is pedigree from a major leaguer. Carl Crawford was his father. You know, he's in the Phillies farm system. He's got Bowman first out there. He's a guy that's in our tier two at Just Baseball for the Bowman 23 rankings. Tier one, I'll just go ahead and say it. And I think I actually sent you the graphic. If I don't know if you have it on your computer or not, but you can pull it up if you want. But Junior Caminaro, Spencer Jones, Drew Jones, Cam Collier, Matt Mervis, and then Josue De Paula are in the tier one. So those are all names people know very well. Probably Josue De Paula is probably the least known on this graphic. But then our tier two is Justin Crawford, Alex Ramirez, Kyle Harrison, Jacob Berry, who I actually hate, and I would not have you invest in Jacob Berry, and Roman Anthony. So those are guys that people are like, wait, what? So I'll say it again. Kyle Harrison, which is a pitcher, probably the first time I've ever recommended a pitcher having investability. Alex Ramirez, outfielder for the Mets. Justin Crawford, outfielder for the Phillies. Roman Anthony, outfielder for the Red Sox. These are guys, look at this. I mean, his Chrome is going for 99 cents. You know, you've got a out of 150 auto going for $250. That's a very healthy market. That's more what an out of 150 Bowman Chrome prospect auto should be going for. And so, like, I see Justin Crawford having more investability right now because of where he has the same name pedigree. Although he's not the same player, I will just preface by saying he's not the same player. You can get his refractor auto for $167, and he's just coming out of this product. Like, that, this is the kind of pricing you would expect on a refractor auto from last year, you know? And so, like, his pricing is reflecting a guy that's falling further down in a checklist that's getting overshadowed by some of the big names. But Justin Crawford, if I'm not mistaken, he was invited to the green room at the draft. When you're in the green room at the draft, you're one of the 20 best players.
Yeah, he was taken before Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones, we talked about $8 to $11 per on a base Bowman Chrome first, and it could be because he doesn't have autos out yet. But like, we're looking at far under a dollar for the same card for Justin Crawford. Now, that's definitely not the most investable card, but like, when you look at a Justin Crawford refractor out of $4.99 auto for $167, or Cam Collier base autos for $40, which are you taking? Are you taking like four Cam Colliers or one Justin Crawford refractor?
Oh, that's hard.
This is a little gauntlet for those, a little throwback gauntlet. Geez, for those of you who remember the gauntlet.
It's a vintage sports card strategy show.
Yep. Here it is. Like, okay, Justin Crawford, although I guess this kind of contradicts it, $96 for the base auto of Justin Crawford versus $40 on the Cam Collier.
Yeah, I'm taking Cam for sure. Yeah, I didn't know his prices were down to $40.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up with you is like, Chad's buying multiple Cam Colliers for $40 autos. Base,
yeah,
autos.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's a great play. Cam Mosaic is a guy.
Joe in the house. What's up, Mosaic Joe? Good to see you.
Cam is a guy that's That's very, very good. I mean, he's in our tier one. So if you can get a tier one, $40, smash that buy. I don't care who it is, you know? And so it's like, and so Cam is a guy that this red system is incredible right now.
Time out real quick. Sorry. Where's the tier graphic that you said you sent me? I want to try to find that and bring it up.
I texted it to you.
Okay.
So, sorry, the red system right now is peak minor league mouth watering. Like, you got guys all over the red system that deserve investments. I mean, we'll just start with Ellie De La Cruz. This guy hit three balls over 117 miles per hour last night in his at bats. Like, that's stupid. That is stupid. He's able to go foul pole at 117 miles per hour. Nobody is even doing that. That's like above O'Neill Cruz. And we were hype on him, you know? Like, so it's like Ellie De La Cruz still deserves every single bit of your money in terms of an investment. I'm just going to put it that way. But then you've got, you know, Marte underneath him. You've got Cam underneath him. There's just guys all over this farm system that are going to be worth an investment. So like, if I'm taking the next 5 to 10 years and I have to invest in only one team's prospects over the next 5 to 10 years, I'm probably picking the Reds, which is crazy. So anyway, the one thing about this graphic that didn't come up over is Josue De Paula is also a tier one for us, and we forgot to put him in the graphic. But in our article, he is a tier one prospect as well. And then, as you see from these guys down here, now I know that I'm going to get slayed by Kyle Harrison being in the tier two. Let me argue this for half a second. What are we about at Sports Card Strategy Show?
Making money flipping sports cards.
Okay. So, Kyle Harrison is a very, very good pitcher. Has a lot of upside. If you could buy I don't know what his autos are going for right now, but it can't be more than $40. If you could buy a Kyle Harrison for $40, we would say at Just Baseball, we're going to say you're going to be able to sell that for more than $40. So that's why he's on the tier two, is because he's probably a tier one player. But because he's a pitcher in a hobby that doesn't invest in pitchers, I'd actually like to do a deep dive someday on like, and I don't have the data, and I'm probably going to have to put my head together with Chad on this.
I was just thinking, Chad.
But there is a scenario out there where I bet you could make a whole YouTube channel on this by guys that only invest in pitchers. And like, if you have a bankroll under $100, maybe you just start investing in high profile pitchers that you're getting for dirt cheap, and you're turning a $1 card into a $5 card. And maybe you just hustle the heck out of a market that way. I don't know. I just think I would watch that TikTok channel, you know, like be like, you know, like the sports card investor that's only investing in pitchers, because nobody does that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kyle Harrison, tier two. Alex Ramirez, tier two. Justin Crawford, I think, is my favorite of the tier two. Jacob Berry is my least favorite of the tier two. The guy cannot play defense worth a flip. He is literally cinder block feet out there at third base. He is the only guy we've ever rated a 20 fielding in our prospect. Like, he is horrific. I don't know why the Marlins went out and spent a first round draft pick on Jacob Berry when there was incredible names still on the board. Zach Neto is still on the board. He's already in the major leagues. He pumped one last night. He got his first pump last night, and Jacob Berry can't even play third base for the Marlins. Golly, poverty franchise. Anyway, Roman Anthony, also an outfielder for the Red Sox system. And there's a bunch of guys that are further down that didn't make the graphic, but we have it in a tier two, tier three system that is in an article there at Just Baseball as well, that Aram wrote up a write-up about every single player that's on this. I trust his baseball knowledge with my life. He is the guy who has brought me and taken me from Andy Rodriguez. So
there it is. The true credit goes to Aram Layton. of justbaseball.com for ND Rodriguez, but Lefty brought it to the masses, the sports card strategy show masses. We thank all of both of you for that. Rocky Empire Sports Card says, quick thought on Junior Caminero, number one on the tier one. He believes that the Rays have to make a decision on him by the end of the season based on how he was acquired. So in his opinion, they could hurry his development. What are your thoughts there, Lefty?
Well, let me, I know that there he's going to be a quick mover. Let me get the actual data that I'm going to pull up Caminero real quick.
And I think Mosaic Joe is saying that the last sold of Kyle Harrison auto was $55.99 perhaps. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not terrible.
Picking up a little bit, but yeah, like I think that's actually
so Cam is still the better buy in the situation. He's still a tier one compared to Kyle Harrison at tier two. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Cam. So Cam going for 40 on one bid yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was
is that even real?
I mean, it looks real, but who knows? I mean, everything looks real on eBay until it's not real anymore. So
have you ever used 130 point?
Yes.
So go look at the last couple of sales for average the last five on Cam Collier. I'd just be curious.
All right. And you're pulling up the Caminero.
Yeah, I'm looking at Caminero. Yeah, so he was traded to Tampa Bay in 2021. They activated him, signed him to the they pumped him up to the River Dogs.
Cam Collier, that auction start price of $40 says sale price of $42.
Okay, so, taxes and stuff.
Yep, there it is.
It's $565 for a refractor at 100.
Yep. A lot of base. Here's a lot of 10 base, $15. Not sure that still applies though, if it's not Spencer Jones with the redemption, but I don't know. $268 on five bids for an out of 250 auto. Seems more in line, but still affordable. Here's out of $499 refractor auto 270, 27 bids.
So there's one right there. $112 for a Cam Collier base auto.
Yeah, and that was yesterday also. So you had one go for 40 and one go for 112. I wonder if that's an anomaly on just like that person's eBay seller profile for whatever reason, not being able to get. I mean, I don't know, but.
Yeah, if you were able Chad to get one for, been 40 buying him for bucks.
$40. Chad says he was. So
that's hey, great. I mean, Chad's the doctor. Dr. Crack.
That is Chad. So,
I mean, like, secrets. That's an incredible play. If you can get a guy for $40 and his other autos are, or I mean, the same auto is going for 112 somewhere else.
Yeah, he doesn't 3X exactly flip. Right. He doesn't exactly seem like a sleeper. Like Cam Collier doesn't seem like a sleeper. Cam Collier seems like a guy that like anybody who can Google 2022 MLB draft could be like,
I don't know who is bamboozling somebody for a $40 eBay auction and what kind of search engine magic did you have to do to get nobody else to find that card? But hey, goodbye for that person.
The Detroit Tigers of listings right there. That's basically what that was. And that was absolutely for Brian Steeler 714, who earlier said that he's also a Tigers fan. So speaking of Brian Steeler 714, Casey Schmidt debuted last night. Any thoughts left?
I like Schmidt. Yeah, I think he deserves our investment. He's a guy that Arm and I talked about, you know, probably 6 months ago. We're like, man, this Casey Schmidt guy is pretty, he's the real deal. Honestly, I didn't buy enough of him before we got to a promotion. I thought there was going to be more time, but if you do have Casey Schmidt autos, then you should definitely be selling right now. What we always say is sell at the call up. So, don't buy at the call up. So
never buy at the call up,
never buy at the call up. Brian Steeler 714
or Kalenic themselves. And then you're dealing with a debacle, but
yeah, Kalenic is on a freaking moon now. He's almost hitting 400, I think, or 300.
It's a couple years later though, so hopefully
Junior Caminaro, I've been looking at his profile with which they acquired him. They acquired him in a trade. He's 19 years old. I'm not exactly sure, Rocky, exactly what you're saying in terms of why they would need to move him quick. He's not a Rule 5 guy or anything like that where they have to move him or keep him on the major league roster or something like that. He is 19 years old at a high A affiliate. That's above his level in terms of an age profile. I mean, he's hitting incredibly well. He's a guy the Rays just do this. You know, the Rays acquire guys for nobodies, and then they end up being somebodies every single time. What I always say is if I was a major league GM and the Rays called me and they said, "Hey, we're interested in so and so," I would say, "Thank you. No thanks. We love him a lot." Hang up the phone, immediately look at all my executives and say, "Who is this guy?" Because they're digging deep into players that in every farm system that are like incredible. But if the Rays call you about a prospect, you need to hold them. You know, like it's like, I don't know if you've ever done an auction draft in fantasy with any fantasy, but there's always one guy in all of our fantasy leagues that knows more than everyone else. Yeah. And so if they bid on somebody in an auction, everybody's like, "Oh, dude, Paul Hickey's bidding on him. I got to also bid on him."
Right.
And so like that's the Rays in terms of the real deal. But let me just give you some projectables. This guy's 19 years old at high A. 193 WRC plus, almost double the league average. And he's half the age of most of the people. Well, not half the age, but younger. He's under 30 at a K percentage. His average is 372. This man is almost hitting 400 at a level that is above his age. He's hitting 8 home runs, 25 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, too. His walk rate is not very good, but still, like, his isolated power is 340. These numbers are ridiculous. These numbers are numbers where you're just like, "Is this Ellie? Is this what I'm looking at right now?" But no, he's never had a season in the minor leagues where his WRC plus was under 137, which is 37% above the average player. And that's his worst season he's ever had.
And this is Junior Caminero we're talking about here. And he's 19 years old.
Statistically, worth an investment all day long.
Love it. Okay, good stuff. Brian Steeler 714, good luck selling your Schmidt autos. Let us know how that goes. Chad Gill, basically
don't wait for the weekend, put them up now, dude. Oh,
yeah. at a card show.
I didn't read the very end.
Chad says this is the Cam Collier snipe situation. Chad's gonna do like a video for a show and tell show.
Chad, you're a wizard, bro.
On how he snipes auctions. Auction ended at 1 a.m. Central. He loves watching people that post cards at bad ending times.
That's hilarious. That's
all over it. We love it. He says he'll let us know if he doesn't ship it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't be that guy. Ship your cards, everybody. You sell your cards to somebody, you gotta if they pay, you gotta ship it. You can't just not ship your cards. Ship happens. And Lefty joined the show, and we appreciate him for that. It is his show. He brought it.
Sorry about that, guys. I had it totally pinned in for next Wednesday.
I think you brought it so strong that everybody forgot
that you. That was my hope. I was like, "All right, I'm just gonna crush it for."
I'm certain that's exactly what happened. So tomorrow, Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, we got another submission from Farmer Joe, Mosaic Joe, who's in the house, as well as first-time submission from Matt Esterman. Got some more from Chad Gill. So tune in tomorrow for the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, and it's not too late to submit. So any of you out there that want to submit something, Rocky Empire, Brian Steeler 714, Leslie Alegria, like, don't let your husband's shoes take every submission. You should do a submission, or at least do one with him. That would be great. Would love to see all of you on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Evan Bell one time submitted just a screenshot, and that was not what he was supposed to do, but he submitted a screenshot, and I read the comment for him anyway. We gave him benefit of the doubt on that one. So Evan, we'd love to see a video of you. Maybe or maybe not in your Virginia Tech jersey. We'll see. Lefty, anything else you want to add for today's baseball card strategy show?
Well, I have something that I want to add because it came out 9 hours ago. But it's not baseball related, but I think our fans will love it anyway. Is this okay?
Yeah, go for it. Of course. Is it FC Cincinnati?
It is not.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with me wearing my Lando Norris McLaren hat, but shout out McLaren. We're doing terrible. All right. Bowman 22-23, Bowman U Inception. Have you heard this?
Yes. Talk about it though. We talked, Gary and I hit on it a little bit yesterday on the basketball card strategy show, but let's talk a little bit more.
Lordy, two players that I cannot wait to see on the market.
I know one of them.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
Autos in Inception, Bowman U Inception, and Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Come on, everybody.
Yep.
This is going to be a sick set. Bowman U Inception having beautiful cards with Caitlin Clark, Victor Wembanyama autos in the same set. This set might be one of the most expensive sets we ever see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like we talked about on the sports card strategy show, Victor Wembanyama, like when would we see his first autos? Would they be, you and I kind of hypothesized that they would maybe come out in a special set for only Victor cards, probably Topps Fanatics type of situation. But so it is a Topps Fanatics type of situation with Bowman Inception, but it's Victor in a set with Caitlin Clark. That is super sweet.
Yeah, I don't even care who's in the rest of the checklist.
those cards are going to be extremely hot, extremely expensive. Yeah. Very cool for the Bowman U brand. Very cool for the sort of XRC type of situation as well. I think that I'll talk more about this later, but I think something like that helps XRC situations. Like I think in a way it helps just the whole concept of like getting someone's pre-rookie card in general. So could it have a long-term effect on when Bronny James's SI for Kids card comes out, when Arch Manning's SI for Kids card comes out? I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch, but it's kind of a similar type of situation. Caitlin Clark won't be a pro for another couple years. Victor Wembanyama won't have pro releases until probably February 2024 at the earliest. So there's a long runway on these cards. And tomorrow I'm going to, as part of my show and tell, reveal my Victor Wembanyama SI for Kids PSA grades. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Chad says, Lefty, let's do our challenge. What does that mean? Is that something you want to say right now or you want to save it for later?
I think he's referring to the pitchers.
Okay.
Like us diving into pitchers or something.
There we go. Cool. All right, everybody.
He's not.
Okay.
I remember what he's talking about.
What is it?
He's referring to, we wanted to challenge you in terms of, we want to make an Aaron Rodgers bet.
Okay. Are we going to do it? Do we do it on the baseball card strategy show?
No, we definitely should not. So we should definitely do it next Monday.
All right, everybody. Chat says no. We'll leave you with a cliffhanger on the baseball card strategy show. The most hated man in my sports card world right now, Aaron Rodgers. Stay tuned for Monday's sports card strategy show to see what the heck Lefty and Chad are going to do with some kind of challenge with me and Aaron Rodgers. All right, everybody. Good stuff today. Glad we turned things around. The first half of the show was like the Detroit Tigers. The second half of the show was like the Tampa Bay Rays. So
I'm sorry again, guys. Apologize for being 30 minutes late, but I hope I was able to give you enough content. So
you were. You did a great job. Audience did a great job. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching and listening. Baseball Card Strategy Show, Lefty McKee, Just Breaks, JustBaseball.com, Paul Hickey, no offseason. Have a great day.